Yeah, I'm a little fired up today simply because it's the cementing, the codifying, whatever you want to call it, of this fact that has been sitting out there. And that is, you and I are being swept aside politically. Now, have you and I, well, at least I have made the statement post January 6th, or really after the election was stolen from Trump, that I'm not getting involved in federal politics ever again. Well, good news, the GOP doesn't want me anyway. The GOP doesn't want me anyway, and yet it's another example of the GOP trying to play catch up with the left, and they're going to lose for it because they always lose. Having Trump in the Oval Office meant the expansion of the tent, which means more people that you and I don't agree with, that you and I feel are a threat to our way of life. Now, if once again, absolute as much intellectual integrity as I can have, I made that deal. Because I wanted to keep as many babies alive, and I wanted to keep the federal government as much at bay as possible. And the bargain was, we'll do that for 4 years, but the party will never be the same. The party will never accept you after. Because the lessons people are taking from the Trump presidency and the Trump campaign are, okay, we need to be more expansive to the LGBT MEP and ex-Democrats. Every time you welcome an ex-Democrat and make them a leader of the thought party or a thought leader of the party, that's one less conservative or one less person that believes in the values of the party or what it used to be. Because all it is just this weird mashing of libertarian, ex-Democrat, classical liberal, conservatism ideas. And of course, true conservatives have to take the beating of, well, shut up with your traditional marriage. Shut up with your women staying home and taking care of your kids. Shut up with all that stuff. We need to have, you know, LGBT, we have to have gay men with kids, and we have to have gay lesbian moms with kids, and we have to have kids with kids, and all this. Ah, just progress, progress, progress. Conservatism is the new rock star progress. Okay, well, everything that we fought, we wanted, or believed are gone. And there were priests back in 2016 when the guy who was used to be in PayPal, Peter something, I forget his last name, when he came, I was like, I'm gay and I'm a Republican. He was speaking at the Republican part, the convention. There were Catholic priests who were like, well, can't vote for this party either. And yes, I made that choice. And I don't know if I would make, I'm not going to make it again. Because after seeing what happened to President Trump, and the way there's no reason to fight for it. And so, when you have this idea, or when you have to have this fight within the party that's supposed to be representing you, when you say, wait, 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 how am I the guy who wants to have a family, who doesn't want to kill babies, who wants to have a natural order, a marriage, man and a woman with children? How am I the far right one? How am I the outsider? But people have used Trump because, let's be real, Trump was very malleable on his belief system. He just didn't like Democrats. And so everybody's like, I don't like Democrats either, so let's get them. And there were people that, you know, if anybody ever paid attention to me, I would have been labeled the same thing. Labeled a bigot for defending marriage and opposing transgenderism. Transgenderism is fine in the Republican Party now. And then we're going to say, we're voting for tax cuts as they continue to erode the fabric which build Western civilization. I sent Malcolm Flex that tweet when he said that about, you tradcons, you guys are a liability in the ever-changing political landscape. No. My belief system is not a liability. My belief system is the foundation that has allowed Western civilization to actually exist. There can be, there cannot be toleration. These two groups cannot exist. And I hate to say that because it just sounds mean. But if you are invested within the LGBT MAP agenda, if you identify as one of those groups, you are automatically opposed to Western civilization values. You are automatically opposed to what conservatism is. Conservatism is the natural order. Conservatism is families. Conservatism is making sure your society is healthy and not endorsing people that have mental health issues. Yeah, Schaefer's correct. By 2024, being transgender is going to be a civil right. Just to exist however you are. Oh, that sounds like stinking libertarianism. Just the right to exist. Conservatism, and this is also due to the fact that conservatives didn't participate in the culture war. And we allowed diabolical leftists to take over education, entertainment, healthcare, whatever you want to pick your industry, they took it over. And so now that we're on the beach, wait, there are no ships coming to rescue us. We're making our stand here. Oh, you're a bigot. Are you friggin' kidding me? I'm not a bigot for saying that guy thinks he's a girl, and that's not right. That's not correct. And that's fine. I have withdrawn from federal politics. And if I have to choose, and I take this from the Monsignor from a homily 2 years ago, really crystallized it. And I've been saying on my program, you an American Catholic? And I'll extend this out. Are you an American Christian or a Christian American? Because when the time comes, you're going to have to pick which one. Got a lot of Christians that are picking to be American Christians instead of Christian Americans. I don't have to be a Christian American. I could be a Christian Nicaraguan, which is not correct. I'm saying, or I can do any of that stuff. I don't have to align myself with America. Yeah, I was born here. Whoopity-doo. I'm trying to figure out a way, what mountainous terrain can I go find myself in to escape all this? What place can I go? Because conservatism is just progressivism 10 years behind. Liberals already had this fight in the 90s, early 2000s. They're done with this. That's why they have struggle sessions and all these other things to kick out. You either adopt or you either adopt the party line or you can go be a Republican. And that's this article from Pedro Gonzalez we're going to talk about in the next segment. Totally, it absolutely dovetails right into it. His article is titled Republicans Against the Family. Republicans Against the Family. And he's 100% right. And last night, he torched this entire movement. He absolutely torched it, saying, yeah, this was going to happen. This was going to take place. This is what he wrote. Richard Grenall and a few other prominent MAGA people are crusading against critics objecting to the GOP embracing transgenderism as normal and healthy, framing opposition as bigoted. It's therefore evident on some social issues Trump's GOP is further left than before. Like I said, we were faced with a choice. Keep us safe from the federal government and keep babies alive. But in exchange, you're going to have to open the door to transgenderism. You're going to have to open the door to sodomy. Those are going to be accepted values in the GOP. And a lot of us said, all right, I guess. You know, are we keeping babies alive? Yeah. Is the government off my back? Yeah. Well, he continues. It's hilarious because liberals viewed Trump's GOP as this ultra-societal conservatism, which is simply not true. Meanwhile, for all MAGA's talk of the culture war, they're adopting socially left positions and reframing them as moderate. They're shifting the Overton window. Oh, well, GOP, MAGA's open to gays, to gay conservatives. Is gay conservative an oxymoron? Isn't that kind of an oxymoron, being a sodomite conservative? And what if they, well, I'm fiscally, every time I hear this, I want to throw my head through a window. Well, I'm fiscally conservative, but socially liberal. Then you're a liberal. You're not a conservative. You're a liberal. Because when it comes down to it, babies, families, the things that society is built on, you don't give a crap about them. You're all about selfish modernity. Oh, but my tax cuts. Pedro continues, Trump's GOP predominantly MAGA figures are engaged in cancel culture to intimidate detractors into shutting up. You either embrace Trump brand LGBT, I'm going to put MAPQ ideology, or you're bigoted and you get left behind. Okay, so perhaps add an asterisk to quote unquote America uncanceled as a MAGA new war cry. And that's what I said. That's the title of today's show. In order for MAGA to flourish, the church has to be sacrificed. Think about that. It's a little ironic that the golden Trump statue was rolled through CPAC. There is no civil debate, he writes. Trump's people are basically saying, if you disagree with me on this, it's probably because you're bad. It is remarkable how MAGA is at once portrayed as Hitlerin, as a Hitler offshoot, and yet actual MAGA people will attack others for not adapting socially left views. The civil opposed position is not that one hates those who identify as transgender, but believing it shouldn't be glorified because it's connected to mental illness on the one hand, and dangerous libertinism on the other. But even this is apparently bad. Caps Wit, thank you for your $50 donation, my friend. Yes, trying to keep the lights on. Thank you. Yes, happy Texas Independence Day. But you folks and I have to understand we're getting bullied for essentially being right. Transgenderism is a mental disease. Boo! That's how it is. And that's what we have to deal with. But that's... this is how we feel pretty much every time we say transgenderism is wrong.
Why are you booing me? I'm right!
Why are you booing me? I'm right!